Argument against Proposition 53. Prop 53 erodes local control and contains no exemption for emergencies and/or natural disasters. Prop 53 is opposed by a broad, bipartisan coalition of organizations, including California Professional Firefighters, California Chamber of Commerce, California Hospital Association, firefighters, paramedics, family farmers, environmentalists, nurses, law enforcement, and local governments, because it would erode local control and jeopardize vital infrastructure improvements in communities across California. Erodes local control by requiring statewide vote for some local projects. Groups representing California's cities, counties, and local water agencies, including League of California Cities and Association of California Water Agencies, all oppose Prop 53. Under this measure, cities and towns that come together to form a joint powers agency or similar body with the state to build needed infrastructure could have to put their local project on a statewide ballot. That means voters in faraway regions could veto some local projects your community needs and supports, like water storage or bridge safety repairs, even though those voters don't use or care about your local improvements. No exemption for emergencies or natural disasters. California Professional Firefighters, representing 30,000 firefighters and paramedics, warns, quote, Prop 53 irresponsibly fails to contain an exemption for natural disasters or major emergencies. That flaw could delay our state's ability to rebuild critical infrastructure following earthquakes, wildfires, floods, or other natural or man-made disasters, end quote. Threatens water supply and drought preparedness. The Association of California Water Agencies says, quote, Prop 53 could threaten a wide range of local water projects, including storage, desalination, recycling, and other vital projects to protect our water supply and access to clean, safe drinking water. Prop 53 will definitely impede our ability to prepare for future droughts, end quote. Jeopardizes ability to repair outdated infrastructure. Our communities already suffer from a massive backlog of local infrastructure needs, including improving water supply and delivery, making safety repairs to bridges, overpasses, and freeways, and renovating community hospitals to make them earthquake safe. Prop 53 will jeopardize local communities' ability to repair aging infrastructure. The California State Sheriff's Association says, quote, reliable infrastructure is critical to public safety. This measure erodes local control and creates new hurdles that could block communities from upgrading critical infrastructure such as bridges, water systems, and hospitals, end quote. Financed and promoted by multimillionaire with a personal agenda. This measure is financed entirely by one multimillionaire and his family who are spending millions in an attempt to disrupt a single water infrastructure project. Irrespective of one's position on that single project, his initiative has far-reaching negative implications for other infrastructure projects throughout California. We cannot allow one multimillionaire to abuse the initiative system to push his narrow personal agenda. Opposed by a broad bipartisan coalition, California Professional Firefighters, California State Sheriff's Association, Association of California Water Agencies, League of California Cities, California Hospital Association, California Chamber of Commerce. Prop 53 is a misguided measure that erodes local control by requiring a statewide vote on some local projects, disrupts our ability to build critically needed water storage and supply, contains no exemptions for emergencies and/or natural disasters. www.noprop53.com. Lou Paulson, President, California Professional Firefighters. Tim Quinn, Executive Director, Association of California Water Agencies. Mark Ghilarducci, Director, California Office of Emergency Services.